This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex in the club, and I'm joined by Stephen Butler. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. All good.
Now, you've got a second book. Is it a second book, right? In the Dog Diary series.
Yeah, number two.
This is Happy Howlidays.
Yep.
And in it, well, it covers all the holidays. It covers Thanksgiving and Christmas, right?
Yes, yeah. So obviously it's set in America, so they have Thanksgiving as well. And then it's a funny thing because I've always shied away from writing a Christmas book.
Oh.
Well, just because, you know, a lot of children don't celebrate Christmas and I don't want to alienate anybody. And then this was the perfect time because it's from the point of view of a dog and he finds it incredibly confusing. So this was the time I was like, yes, I'm ready to write my Christmas book because I can write it from someone who has no idea what Christmas is and finds it incredibly baffling.
So. Yeah, in the book, Junior has no idea. He's like, why is this tree coming in the house? Yeah. What is this thing? Why are people in there? Is it the picture box room? Like, what are people doing?
Yeah, it was fun to kind of pick Christmas, particularly Christmas apart.
Yeah.
And show it for how, because, you know, we're so used to it that we don't notice just how weird Christmas can be. So it was, yeah, fun to do that. And then obviously I had to do quite a bit of research into Thanksgiving because I'm not American, but that was lots of fun. Yeah, learning new things.
And you also mentioned it's Martin Luther King Day and George Washington. You mentioned like quite a lot of holidays.
Yeah,
he
goes through the full kind of calendar of holidays and gets a lot of them completely wrong and has no idea what they're about or why they're happening. But yeah.
But it's really fun because, yeah, you also, he has a certain language. So his version of things are quite, just slightly wrong.
He doesn't speak, we call it peopleish in the books, but he doesn't speak peopleish very well. So yeah, he gets a lot of them ever so slightly wrong, but that always ends up becoming bigger and bigger and bigger as he gets more carried away down the wrong path for a holiday.
Do you have a particular misunderstanding that is your favourite in the book?
I don't want to give too much away, but he massively misunderstands the concept of Father Christmas and why he's coming. Because to a little dog, leaving gifts around the house is something completely different than leaving presents. So that was quite fun to write and a little bit gross. But yeah.
It must have been quite cool writing about Thanksgiving as well, because that is something, I mean, a lot of British kids don't celebrate it. So that's quite fun to research.
Well, I mean, I suppose we kind of have in England, we kind of have our Thanksgiving every Sunday with a big Sunday roast.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
So that's the big thing. For Thanksgiving, they have a massive meal, a big turkey dinner. And, Junior, the dog, manages to absolutely ruin the dinner. I'm not going to tell you how, but yes, he does.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Rafe, or Ruff, as he calls him.
Yep.
Because, I mean, Junior's a bit of a liability as a dog, as a pet, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets into trouble. Yeah. He's quite a mischievous dog.
And poor old Mum as well.
Yeah, poor Mum's left to pick everything up, tidy up the kind of the carnage afterwards.
Was when you were writing about the Christmas stuff, was there something you were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we do this. This is really weird.
Yeah, well, most of it, you know, the whole thing of Christmas and what we believe and what we celebrate and what we do. I mean, the act of just going and standing on somebody's front garden and singing is really weird, but it's become so normal to us.
Yes.
So, to a dog, it's utterly confusing, which is always fun to play with.
I've got to say, carolers are not my favourite thing at all.
No.
is there anything that you wrote with a vengeance because you're like, I hate this, and I'm going to put this in, I'm going to make Junior talk about it as well.
Oh gosh, I don't know really. I definitely enjoy just destroying. I enjoy destroying things in my book. So when he just absolutely ruins the house, which I won't go into too much, but yes, there's a bit of carnage in there. That's always fun to write. Yeah.
Now, when you were last in, you did a voice for us. You did Junior's voice.
Yes.
Could you give us, because if kids are going to read it, I think it'd be really fun for them to know how Junior actually does sound.
Do you want me to? Shall I read a bit?
Yeah, go for it. That's all right.
Paragraph.
Because I remember last time you came in and it was so great, and I was like, oh my goodness! And now when I read the book this time, that voice is in my head. Because for listeners who don't know, it's Dog Diary, so it's Junior writing his diary basically.
I will read the first bit. You're about to hear my questionable American accent. I do apologise. So he says, hello, my furless friend. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you opened my new book. I tell you, I couldn't be more excited to know you're holding Happy Holidays in your five-fingery digits.
Brilliant. There we are. That's the voice. So when people read it, they know that is how Junior is meant to sound in your head. That's fantastic. Thank you. And also, we should say at the back, there is a special dictionary as well.
Yeah, we have a dog dictionary for all the doglish words so that peopleish speakers can understand them.
It's really cool. It's a good way of just, in case kids, I guess, want to check in and just double check what they've read. And
yeah, and I love, like, in most of my books, if you read a Stephen Butler book, one of my favourite things is playing with words. So there's often a lot of, I quite like getting just absolute gobbledygook just into the general narrative so that they're never explained and you just have to figure it out for yourself. So that's in there quite a bit, yeah.
I did quite like that. I thought that, like, you kind of, you just rely on the reader to just pick it up and it'll be fine.
And, yeah, and they can kind of translate it as they feel it is correct.
Sure, why not? Now, you mentioned you did a lot of research into Thanksgiving and I guess you know a bit about Christmas.
A little bit, yeah.
I've prepared a little quiz for you to see how much you know.
Okay,
if that's okay.
Okay, this is on the spot, on the spot.
No pressure. I reckon you'll be fine, okay. I'll ease you in general. Can you name the reindeer that Santa Claus has?
Oh gosh, you have to think of the rhyme. I'm not going to be able to do it in order.
That's fine, absolutely fine.
Donna.
Yep.
Donna, Cupid.
Yep.
No. So Prancer, Dancer, something, Vixen.
Yes.
Oh no, there's Blitzen.
Yes.
Cupid. I've done that one.
There's one that was an old shop that I don't think is still around anymore that used to sell electric
Woolworths. Oh gosh, hang on, let me think about this.
Something in space.
Something in space. Comet.
Yes.
So Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
That's
there
that
we
one.
Are.
Yes, well done.
Got there slowly.
That's amazing. Well done. I didn't know there was a, when you said there was a rhyme, I was like, is there? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is the Friday after Thanksgiving called?
Oh, is that Black Friday?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. True or false, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was originally called Reginald.
Oh, I don't know, but I hope it's true.
It is true.
Hey!
Yeah, apparently so. Every year, the president pardons a turkey. You may know this already.
Yes.
In America. What have some of those turkeys gone on to do? A, vacation in Washington. B, become ambassador for Turkey. Or C, become the Grand Marshal in Disneyland's Thanksgiving Parade.
Oh my goodness. that's so weird. I'm going to say the vacation one.
Yes, they have.
They've all gone on to win the X Factor.
It's a yes from me. They've become the Grand Marshals in Disneyland and they've gone to vacation.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Those turkeys have a great
one. I know.
If you're the right one, then you're having a lovely time. Do you know what gifts the three wise men gave in Nativity?
Myrrh, frankincense and gold.
Yes, there perfect. And finally, this I think is quite a hard one. What year was the first Thanksgiving? I'll give you some options. Was it, do you know it?
I don't.
Oh, is it A, 1621? B, 1775, or C, 1901?
I'm going to say 16... What was it,
16... 21?
I think so, 1621, because that was around about the right time for the settlers. So yeah.
Yes, that's perfect!
Whee!
You absolutely smashed that quiz, therefore, first of all, I can prove you did do your research.
There we are.
Secondly, listeners who go and buy Happy Holidays will know it's been thoroughly thought through.
Yes, exactly.
Fab, Stephen Butler, so the book is out right now.
Yep.
Perfect for Christmas.
Yep, it's already out.
And do we have another book on the go for Dog Diaries?
There is indeed, yep. Number 3 is on its way, so yes.
Lovely stuff. Well, we'll look forward to that. Come back in for that one as well, please.
Three.
Awesome, thanks, Stephen. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.